This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The European refugee story popped back into the headlines today. Dateline's Stockholm, Sweden, and Copenhagen, Denmark. Both of those Scandinavian countries tightened border controls for migrants traveling north through Europe. The United Nations says more than 1 million migrants and refugees arrived in Europe last year, fully half of them Syrians trying to get away from the civil war in their country. Once they do get to relative safety, though, those refugees discover they have traded one set of problems, albeit a very dangerous and real set of problems, for more mundane but still actual difficulties. Our European correspondent Stephen Beard is just back from a visit to the city of Bradford up in the north of England to see how Syrians there are getting by.
A pet cockatiel called Shriek sings cheerfully in his cage. Cooped up in a tiny apartment in Bradford, Syrian refugee Bashar Farhat bought the bird for company. He needs it, he says. His closest friends, all members of the Syrian opposition, are now scattered around the globe.
Turkey, Lebanon, Germany, Sweden, France, you know, all over the world. So I felt that the Syrian body is pieces.
Dismembered. It's been dismembered.
Yeah.
A hospital doctor by profession, 31-year-old Bashar, was imprisoned and tortured by the Assad regime. Today in Bradford, he seems broken and lost.
Yeah, I'm not that happy for what's happening in Syria, the war, the killing. I don't feel that I really came here. I feel that a piece of me is still there.
Every morning at breakfast, Bashar listens to the Lebanese singer Fairuz, as he always did back in Syria. Desperately homesick, he admits he's not adapting well to his new life in Bradford. He's struggling with his English, and if he wants to practice as a doctor here, he'll have to resit his exams.
I think that, okay, I spent 10 years in medicine, and it's really worth to go back to this life and to practice medicine again, but I'm not sure. I'm not sure if that I will be able to.
There's a different mood at this falafel shop in the centre of Bradford. Helping to make and sell this traditional Middle Eastern food is another young Syrian refugee who's much more upbeat about his new life here.
I like it British. I like it England. I found this city is the best city for the Syrian.
20-year-old Ayam Al-Halabi arrived here last year with his widowed mother and his two brothers. The younger one is being treated for leukemia. The family's health care, accommodation, education and some living expenses are paid for by the British taxpayer.
I like British people. Really, I like it. And as I said, really thank you for the British people to receive us in their country.
But other refugees have found less to be thankful for in Bradford. The magnificent City Hall here is a reminder of Bradford's former prosperity. In Victorian times, it grew rich on textiles. Today, the place is clearly in decline. Much of it is dilapidated, and so is some of the refugee accommodation. Sara Hamsi, an architect from the Syrian city of Homs, has complained repeatedly to her landlord about a leaky roof, but he'll only replace the plasterboard ceiling. So you're still getting water coming through the ceiling?
Yeah.
And it's been very wet recently, lots of rain.
Yeah, and the weather is horrible here, horrible.
Because she's here on her own, Sara does not get anything like the welfare payments that refugee families receive. She says after paying her utility bills, she has only $125 a month for food.
I thank them, the government, because, you know, they give us the safety. They give many things, but maybe not enough.
Not enough money?
Not enough money. We need more.
Among local people here, there is some sympathy for the refugees. This city was the first to volunteer to take them in. But amid talk that many thousands might arrive, the welcome in some quarters is becoming a little wary.
You've got to ask whether there are any extremists coming over, you know, with the refugees. With the Paris bombings and that, some of them come in as refugees, so you need to do full security checks.
It needs a lot of thought, a lot of planning and a lot of funding because it's got implications for schools, jobs, etc., as we know.
We need to make sure that we don't have an over-influx of sort of people because we need to look after our own people. But certainly, if that's what's needed, that's what Bradford will do.
This city will play only a minor role in the Syrian refugee crisis, taking in several thousand at the most, while more than 4 million Syrians have fled their country. In Bradford, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.